Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A couple of weeks ago, I happened to be on a short flight back to London. My goal was to do some reading and do some relaxing for a couple of hours. Unfortunately, no one told the two gentlemen sitting behind me. They were involved in a very animated conversation that went on for most of the flight, and it made it very difficult for me to concentrate. Somewhere during those 2 hours, they got on to the topic of the Bible. Both agreed that the Bible was a dreadful book, especially the Old Testament, and that it should be discarded in the dustbin of history. Overhearing this conversation got me thinking about how the Bible is to be read. It seems to me that the problem with the way most people today read the Bible, including those two gentlemen, is that they read it like they would a newspaper or any other piece of literature. Within the context of our disposable society, all forms of literary work, be it an internet blog, a romance novel, or a scholarly masterpiece, are all viewed as ephemeral. We browse through them, perhaps bookmarking or taking note of some special items, and then we discard it. Our attitude is that we read what we want to read. We sit in authority over what we read, so that we are therefore free to believe or reject whatever we want. We treat all books, articles, or blogs in the same way. It doesn't matter if it is the Bible, Dickens, 50 Shades of Grey, or the Daily Mirror. We assign each its own authority, depending on our viewpoint, while others, just as legitimately, assign different value levels to the same material. I must confess that this tendency even affects pastors like myself. I have bookshelves littered with books I've read only bits of, or only read once, without ever intending to read them again. But the Bible is not meant to be read or approached in this cavalier manner. Christians take a quite different approach to the Scriptures. We do not sit in judgment over the Bible, but we humbly submit and remain under its authority. Before passing judgment on the Scriptures, Christians read the Bible, and the Bible sees itself as an infinite resource that we are to come to regularly. Psalm 119, verse 97, puts it this way. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. The Bible is not a book to be read once and then put on the shelf to gather dust. Instead, it is to be viewed more like a gold mine. It is like a vein of gold to which we return day after day to dig deeper in order to uncover more and more treasure. And just as the miner treats his vein of gold with great reverence and joy, so too the Christian approaches the Holy Scriptures with the utmost reverence and joy. This reverence and joy means that we read and reread those sacred texts, knowing that we will never be able to exhaust their content and meaning. It is in this meditating on God's Word each day that the Word of God shapes and forms us to live out our daily lives for the glory of God. It is in this regular and consistent reading and study of the Word of God that God's Spirit transforms our lives so that the love and the light of Jesus shine through us. So if you're thinking that the Bible is just like every other piece of literature, please allow me to challenge you to read it. Read it again, and then read it some more. Humbly come, allowing it to have its way with you, and see if you are not overjoyed with the treasures that you discover are waiting there in God's Word for you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, giver and perfecter of our faith, we thank you for the gospel which continues to instruct and nourish us. Send your blessing upon the word which has been spoken and is read among us. And by your Holy Spirit, increase our saving knowledge in you, that day by day we may be strengthened in your divine truth and remain steadfast in your grace. Give us strength to fight the good fight of faith and to overcome all temptations of Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we may finally receive the salvation of our souls. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.